This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis is calling on the White House to renew funding so the Colorado National Guard can continue helping with the COVID-19 response. Polis says if the deployment ends too soon, many Guard members will not be eligible for retirement and education benefits by just one day.
So this is an issue not only where we need our National Guard in Colorado and across the country, but this is wrong to deprive them of one day of duty and thereby deny them the benefits that they have earned by putting themselves at risk.
The deployment is set to end June 24th. Also today, state officials say three children in Colorado are suspected of having a rare syndrome after becoming infected with coronavirus, but doctors didn't say how multi-system inflammatory syndrome is related to the virus. Another town now requires masks in businesses and when public interaction is likely. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
The town of Carbondale Board of Trustees passed the emergency ordinance Tuesday, effective immediately. There are a few exceptions, including children under two and people working in businesses that are not open to the public. Carbondale was one of the last communities in the Roaring Fork Valley to not have a face mask rule. Glenwood Springs, Basalt, and Snowmass Village all adopted ordinances earlier. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Quite windy along the Front Range today, 86 in both Denver and Colorado Springs, 93 degrees for Pueblo, and it's sunny. This is CPR News.